From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal ruled Wednesday former Bosnian Serb army leader Ratko Mladic is guilty of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity stemming from the conflict in a former Yugoslavia during the 1990s. The court convicted Mladic on 10 of 11 charges he faced, including persecution, extermination, murder, deportation, terror, and unlawful attacks on civilians. He was sentenced to life in prison. The court said he intended to destroy the Bosnian Muslim population, and in Sarajevo personally directed a campaign of shelling and sniping meant to spread terror and perpetuate murder among civilians. It also cited as a window into his motivations his expressions of a commitment to seek an ethnically homogenous Bosnian Serb Republic. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says that violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State targeting Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. Tillerson said in a written statement Wednesday, after a careful and thorough analysis of available facts, it is in fact clear that the situation in northern Rakhine State constitutes ethnic cleansing against the Rohingya. U.S. officials have been investigating what is behind the attacks that have killed hundreds of Rohingya and forced more than 600,000 across the border into camps in Bangladesh. Wednesday's announcement marks the first time the State Department has designated the violence as ethnic cleansing. Officials briefing reporters on the background called the designation a descriptive term. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.